Hello. Thank you for your call to the Daily Inspiration. I want to talk to you some more about the fruitful life of the Christian. We've been looking at this the last few days. If you haven't heard the other messages, you ought to listen back to the previous few days. Now let's go over to Galatians chapter 5. It's God's will that we bear fruit. He said that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So let's look at the fruit of the Spirit. These are the fruits that the Christian is supposed to bear. Here he says, for the fruit of the Spirit is. The fruit of the Spirit is. This is what the fruit of the Spirit is. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And then just the following verse does say, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And I want you to know that this crucifying of the flesh, I don't think we link it too often with bearing fruit, but I think it is the answer to about 99% of your problems and mine. You're knowing Christ, no doubt, is number one, but you are told to put on Christ and to put off the old man, and that's crucifying the flesh. You are told to take up your cross and deny yourself. And you're never going to do anything for God till you get serious about God and you're able to truly say no to the desires of your natural man. This is real. I'm not going to go through every one of the fruits of the Spirit. But you know, I just want to say this. Yeah, of the nine fruits, they're really summed up in one. God, the Bible says, is love, and love is God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. If you know love, you know God. You cannot really love unless God is in you. And you might say, well, I know somebody that's ungodly, and they have a lot of love. You know, there's a difference in what we call natural love and what we call the real love of God. You know, there are mothers that love their children in all nations of the world, but they don't know Jesus Christ, and it's a mother's love, and it's a beautiful love. And you know, there's things in nature that you know give us a picture of that. And I'm not saying these are wicked and wrong, but they're not the true love of God. This may seem confusing, but it's real. You can't really love the way God said to love without knowing God. So the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love. So Jesus is God, and God is Jesus. So really, the bottom line, if you have Jesus Christ, you have love. So the fruit of the Spirit is Jesus. If you've got the Spirit of God, you've got Jesus in you, Christ in you. You know, the seed is in itself. And the fruits that God made there in Genesis, they don't, you know, the apples don't make oranges, and the lemons don't make, you know, apples. It just doesn't happen. The seed is in itself, and it reproduces after its kind. And if Jesus is in you, then you're fruitful. You're going to be fruitful. It says in Galatians 6:3, if a man thinks himself be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Galatians 6:3. There's only one thing, you know, that's going to keep you from having Christ as the Lord and King of your life, and you crucifying the flesh so you can bear fruit for God. And that's if your pride, you think you're something. But the Bible said if a man thinks he's something when he is nothing, God's saying we're nothing without Christ. We deceive ourselves. You and I are nothing unless Christ is in us. So I want to ask you this question. Are you, am I, are we fruitful for God? Jesus is looking for fruit. As I said the other day, the master has a pruning book, and the branches that don't bear, he removes. The branches that do bear, he purges, he prunes them. The master has a pruning book. The master also has an axe, as John the Baptist said. You know, the trees that don't bring forth good fruit are going to be hewn down and cast into the furnace, cast into the fire. So what kind of fruit is God looking for? Well, the Bible says good fruit. He wants good fruit. And you know, God made seasons for fruit bearing. I think this is real. There are seasons for fruit bearing. Psalms 1 says that the fruit tree brings forth its fruit in its season. You know, there are very few trees or plants that just bear fruit constantly in nature, in reality. You know, the strawberries have their time. The peaches have their time. The blackberries have their time. The blueberries have their time. The cherries have their time. The mangoes, the lemons, the oranges. There's very few things that just make fruit continually. There are seasons of growth. There's seasons of dormancy. There's seasons of blooming. There's seasons of setting fruit. There's seasons of finishing the fruit. There's a season of harvesting, and then it goes back to dormancy and rest again. So don't be discouraged if you have a desire and you are walking with God and you've seen fruit in your life and you're going through a dry time. This is okay. You know, Paul talked about in the book of Hebrews, you know, he talks about, you know, at different times, you know, God spoke to us through his prophets and his servants, but there were times God wasn't speaking. And men didn't seem to be being fruitful, but God was allowing dormant seasons, so when the fruit came, when the message came, it would be precious. And I tell you, when you have an overabundance of watermelons, the price goes down. And you can buy watermelons for $1 or 50 cents. And, you know, early in the season, you know, the first of spring, they're shipping melons in from California or Florida or Mexico, and they're $5 and $10 a piece. They're real expensive. But once the market gets flooded, they're devalued. And our fruit is so valuable, it's never going to be devalued. The Christian's fruit is always rare, beautiful, and precious. And it doesn't matter when it comes, it's always precious. It never goes out of season. It never gets, there's never too much of it. It doesn't rot. It's pure and it's beautiful and it's of God. So I encourage you today, let the season of God work in your life, whatever season you're in right now, whether it's blooming or fruiting or growth or harvesting or dormancy. Be patient. Seek the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be fruitful. Make me fruitful, God. And I want you to know that there's no other way that God will have it. Many trees grow and they bloom and they make fruit, but it's not good fruit. You see, there's trees that fruit's not worth picking and it's not worth eating. And so you just have to let those trees, they may be beautiful, they may look good, but I can take you out and show you some fruit on some trees that looks good, but it is no good. And it seems like it would be tasty, and you may can find some use for it, but it's not what we call good fruit. It's bad fruit. Gumballs are beautiful on the tree, but there's no good use of them to get you any flavor. You might find some use for them, but it's not what God would call good fruit. An old sour, miserable, big pitted wild cherry is not worth having. You know, it's just not much to it. They're just a bitter little miserable thing. Make a medicine or something out of it, maybe, but it's not what we call good fruit. But what we need is to start out and bring our fruit to perfection. That's what the Master, the Lord Jesus, is looking for. He wants beautiful fruit, and he wants it to be pleasing to him. And I want you to know this, that new plants need time to grow. And New trees need to have time to grow and get established in root. Our young people need patience, and we need to help them along, a little staking, a little correcting, until they're ready. And in the Old Testament, God told them that they couldn't be eaten. They couldn't eat their fruit trees till the fourth year. You let them grow, and you didn't pick any fruit for 4 years. So the fourth year, you couldn't pick them. You gave them 3 years of growing, and then you started picking. So, you know, God is patient. He told them to be patient with their trees. And God is patient with us. He knows we don't just wake up and be a perfect Christian the day that we accept Christ as our Lord. There's some growing. There's some patience. There's some waiting. And we know that God is waiting a long season for some of us, but some of us have been way too long in bearing good fruit, and God's saying, okay, I'm getting the axe out. And the Lord Jesus is saying, okay, let me fertilize him one more time. Let me encourage him. Let me help him. Don't cut him down yet. One more chance. Well, hey, we're going to talk about this some more tomorrow. The Lord Jesus bless you. Let's remember that God is looking for fruit in your life, and he wants you to bear good fruit. Read through Galatians 5 and ask God to give you a fresh understanding of who Jesus is and to fill you with all his goodness and his mercies. In Jesus' name, we love you, and we ask you to leave a message if you'd like to. 099 will open up the voice box, and you can leave us a message. And God is good, and let's give him thanks. Bye-bye.